stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Your host, Dr. June. I am so excited to be with you again tonight and to feature another author for the Nashville Author and Artist Expo on October the 17th. Now listen, Bride, if you would go to our website at www.watbradio.com. On there you'll be able to see the different authors and artists that we've highlighted the past 2 weeks to get ready for this event on Saturday. So check us out there. And also, we would like it if you would follow us on Twitter at WATB Radio and on Facebook at WATB Radio. Okay, now today we are featuring an author named LaTonya Turan. She's in Nashville, Tennessee. She has written one book called A Peace Untitled. How are you doing, Ms. Turan?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you with us today. Now listen, we know that every person has a story. God took you from somewhere and brought you to the point today that you're being highlighted to the bride. So if you don't mind sharing with us and being transparent a little bit about your story, what happened to take you from nothing to make you into something?
Well, I tell you, it's been like a combination of things, going from being a young mother and wife and moving from that situation on to wanting to do more than just be a wife and mother, you know, having those dreams and aspirations and wanting to act on those. And I think mostly the fear being taken away of thinking that you're inadequate or just not good enough or this, that, and the other, to the point of becoming fearless and wanting to get out there and just prove to yourself mainly and other people that you are capable of fulfilling your dreams. Because we all know through God, if you believe that, and it's the act of believing that, it transforms into the point of achieving it. And that's mainly my story, wanting to get past the fear and being able to achieve my dreams.
Well, that's awesome, because a lot of people don't have the courage to be able to go for their dreams because, you know, fear holds them back in one form or another. So let me ask you this. We're going to move over to your book. Now, what inspired you to write this book, and what does it mean, A Peace Untitled?
Well, A Peace Untitled, I am also a poet. And a lot of times when you have people who come out to poetry venues, especially people who have not been writing for a long time, their poems are untitled. So when they get up to the microphone, they say, I want to share this piece, but it's not untitled, so this is A Peace Untitled. So I named it that because a lot of times we go through things in our lives, but we really can't put a title on it. And I wanted the book to say that even though sometimes you don't have a title to the things you're going through in your life, at the end, you're able to figure it out and it becomes clear to you. So a piece untitled is just something to say in the end, in the scheme of things, that things will become clear to you. And that was my inspiration for the book, because I was going through a time in my life where things were not clear to me. I needed direction. So that's where the title came from.
Got you. Now, do you happen to have any of your poems with you that you can read it?
Well, I don't have any poems from the book that I can read. I usually recite the poetry, so I don't have a lot of things.
Oh, got you.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. Well, when people write their poetry, why wouldn't they have a name?
Because sometimes when you write poetry, it comes from emotion, and a lot of times it doesn't make sense. A lot of times you don't even know where that source comes from, those words, until you start writing. And then there are a lot of times when you write, you are unclear about what you're saying or why you're saying it. But once you read it and you start feeling it and it goes through your mind and your heart and your soul, it's like God says, voila, this is what I was trying to tell you. But sometimes he has to let you figure some things out for yourself. And so a lot of times when you write, you don't have a title until you start getting that clarity. Once that clarity comes, you're like, okay, so this is the title of what I'm writing. This is the title of what I'm going through. This is the title of what other people are going through. And this is a title that I can help other people overcome and help them to get their clarity.
You know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like life. That's exactly how life is.
Life's issues, absolutely. It is life's issues. And that's something that we all have to go through. And some people's issues, you know, a lot different from other people. Some people's issues are not pretty, but it's something they have to go through and overcome.
Amen.
And that's the beauty, that's the blessing, overcoming. Not being stuck in one place, but being able to overcome. That's the blessing.
Right. Yes. Also, when I think of poetry, you know, I think of some of the darker stuff like Edgar Allan Poe. I think poetry is a way of expressing the way you feel. I mean, even if it's dark, or it may sound dark to other people, but that is what you're feeling. I mean, it's like, this is the truth. You know,
exactly.
In other words, sometimes you can say stuff in poetry that will cut somebody like a knife.
Exactly.
You know
there
what I mean?
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
There are some people who are able to say through their poetry things that they could not say in a million years. I remember one lady expressing her poetry, and she was revealing some horrible things that had happened to her as a child. But being able to write that on a piece of paper and share that with other people, that was therapeutic for her. And she was touching other people's lives by being courageous and sharing that poem. It was at the end evident what had happened to her, but she had never been able to speak those words until she started writing poetry. So it is very therapeutic. It is, it's a tool that can be used to heal not only yourself, but other people.
And you know what else comes to my mind when you talk about a piece untitled? Okay, let's take a student that goes to college. And they go in, they're like, I really don't know what I want to major in, but I'm just going to start doing the basics, and then maybe I'll figure it out.
So absolutely.
As they start putting the pieces together and start seeing what they like, then they start coming together with a clearer picture. I get it now. I get what you're saying.
Right. And sometimes some people will see that as a negative thing, not knowing exactly what you want to do. I don't at all either, because for a lot of us, you know, we're going to be on this earth for a very long time. We don't always have to have things mapped out from day one.
Exactly.
So it takes, you know, some people a little longer to figure out what they're doing, what's going on, and things of that nature.
Right.
So I don't see that as a bad thing. I see that as a growing process. We all have to grow. We all have to evolve. And I think that's the beauty and the blessing, that we have an opportunity to do so, to take things from our lives and dissect it and be like, okay, this happened because of this, this happened because of that. But no matter what you go through, you always have the Almighty who's there to steer you in the right direction. And
right.
And that's a beautiful thing, to be able to know and acknowledge that you're not here by yourself. You're not here to make all these decisions by yourself. You have a final authority, which is the Bible, and you can always go to that book. It's our instruction book for life.
Yes.
And you can always go to that book and find out what you need to do and how you need to do it to be successful. And I don't mean success in monetary issues. I mean as being a healthy, creative, whole being, someone who is able to recognize happiness and live their lives accordingly.
Right. You know, that is one thing I do love about America, is that we are able to change the destiny of our path. You know, like, I'm 47 years old. I just graduated with my doctorate degree. You know, we can do anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, if we want to go back and be anything, we can go back to school. We can, you know, take a shot at it. So, yes, I get it. Now, let me ask you this. How long have you enjoyed poetry?
I have been enjoying poetry, I know, for the last 20 years of my life. I was in a relationship that was not conducive to my mental or physical health, and I found solitude in writing poetry, and it gave me the strength to make the necessary changes, not only for myself, but for my children. And with that strength, I moved on from a negative and made it positive. And it's been a beautiful thing ever since. I've been able to share my poetry with other people to help them to navigate to that positive, to that happy, whatever that happy may be. And I just see it as a blessing.
That is a blessing. I mean, like we were saying earlier, I mean, just the point of having another form of expression. I recently interviewed a worship band that talked about, you know, worship is an expression of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way poetry can be looked at as well. It's an expression of your heart toward God. I mean, I'm sure, and you know, sometimes when people write, you know, they're able to say things in writing form that they would not be able to express out of their mouth. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
another way of transparency, basically.
Right. It just seems like a tunnel. You just go through that tunnel, and you're looking for that light at the end of the tunnel. And that expression, you know, you notice a lot of people who have difficulty expressing themselves, they end up having a lot of emotions that are just bottled up inside of them that they don't know what to do with. And sometimes it comes out in a negative form. But when you find a way to express your feelings, express what you're thinking or going through, it helps not only you but other people.
Well, Bride, I want to read y'all something I just found on Amazon. This is her book. You can find it on Amazon under a piece untitled. Listen to what it says about her. This is beautiful. Is it Lani?
Lonnie.
Lonnie is a young biracial girl. She was raised in the southern grit of subsidized housing in the heart of Nashville, Tennessee. She was raised by Cash, an African-American reformed alcoholic, after she was abandoned at birth by her Caucasian mother. Lani is devastated when she is faced with the sudden death of her only beloved parent. She is forced to make a choice to become a bride rather than spend the rest of her teen years in a foster home. Lani discovers that poetry can be a refuge when confronted with life's most challenging times. She struggles to find her voice in the midst of a controlling husband, four children, and a very overbearing mother-in-law. Lani learns about life, love, and redemption in a piece untitled. Now I'm assuming that Lani is you.
No, she's not me. You know, a lot of people who read the book, they say, Lani is you. And I said, no, she's not me. She's actually a lot of different people. I took qualities from a lot of different people who had a lot of different situations and just combined her into one character.
Oh, wow. Got you.
Yeah. And
well,
that way the book becomes very relatable to not only one person, but several people.
Gotcha. Well, I'm reading some of the reviews. Listen to what this one said. This book is not just an African-American story. This book is a human story that touches on the lives of everyday people. People who may struggle with abandonment issues, mental illnesses, alcoholism, to failing marriages. The beauty of this story is even fragile, dysfunctional situations can be overcome with love, forgiveness, and poetry. So basically, your book is a story. It's not just poetry, but it's an actual story.
Right. It's a novel. Right, about this one girl's life struggles and her love for poetry. It's just like an artist who may find themselves, you know, in difficult situations, but being able to paint will give them the freedom to see other than their situation. And that's what she does with poetry. It allows her to live and love and figure out, you know, what she needs to do next to improve her life through poetry.
Got you. Okay.
Right.
We get it now. It's a novel.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's a novel.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what made you decide to do it in a novel form?
To be honest, those characters were like living through me. It was like in my head, it was this story has to be told. And it was like I personally knew these people. I had come to love and get to know these people who were in my head. And I decided, I said, you know what, by telling this story, I may be able to help someone who is biracial and having difficulties finding where they fit in, because she had those issues also. I may be able to help a person who's an alcoholic and just don't know the next step to take to become a reformed alcoholic. So the book deals with a lot of life's issues. So I felt like telling this story, I would be able to possibly help people who were struggling with these certain issues. And it was all done through poetry, because I have an intense love for poetry, and Lonnie does too.
That's awesome. That is really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so compared to the ones that we just read online, they you're receiving really good feedback from it.
Yes, and also when I see people on the street and they say, you know, my friend had your book and she let me read it, and I got this from the book and I got that from the book. I left a few cliffhangers because I'm working on the second book, and they want to ask me questions like, okay, what happened to such and such, and what happened to such and such, and how did this work out, you know, and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I've had a lot of positive feedback about the book, and that really made me happy, too.
Yeah, it's awesome, because I can see how you can continue this story.
Yeah.
You know it.
Absolutely.
I can see how you can continue this in books.
And that's my intent. It's just to keep the thing going. I said, even if I don't sell two copies, it was such a joy and a blessing for me to see my dream of having a printed book manifest. And that was just an awesome feeling for me. And I thank God every day that he even gave me the insight and the ability to even pick up a pencil and a piece of paper and convey my thoughts to the point that other people can benefit from it. So it's just truly a blessing to even sell one book. And I had an awesome book signing at Barnes & Noble, and everyone was so nice to come out and support me. I had about 60 people there. And from what I understand from the bookstore, you know, a lot of people don't turn, unless you're a celebrity, don't turn out to a book signing. For me to have 60 people there, it was just overwhelming. And I was so gracious and so thankful for everybody that came out and bought a book. And I signed the books, and it was just an awesome experience.
Well, that is awesome. Listen, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. Come back. I have a couple of more questions before we pray.
Okay, great. Sounds great.
All right. One moment. Your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Visions Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is solely. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Okay, Miss LaTanya, we are back now.
Okay, I'm still here.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. When you was writing your book, I'm just going to ask you some generic questions. about writing in case we have people listening that are interested in writing books. Did you ever experience writer's block when you was writing that book or with the current book you're writing?
Well, with this particular book, I didn't. Because once I started writing the book, like I said, this story was in my head for a long time. So it was like once gates were open and I started writing and I couldn't stop. It was, it was really continuous. But I have experienced writer's block with my poetry to the point where I can't write anything for maybe a month or two. And then I decided that something was going on and I needed to figure out what that was. So I concluded that I wasn't experiencing enough. So I went out and I just overwhelmed my mind and my body with different experiences. And once I started doing that, I started doing things I had never done before. I go to the lake and skip rocks. I would sit there and watch an insect for 5 or 6 minutes. And from those different experiences, I was able to write. So I felt like, you know, I don't know for other people, but I felt like for me, I had exhausted my experiences. So I went out into the world and I started experiencing other things. And I was able to write from that.
Right, gotcha. Well, that would break up your writer's block if you was able to get your mind off of the normal everyday activities. That's a great idea. Now, let me ask you this. In your book, you said, you know, that it is a made-up story. Is any of it your personal life, or is it all made up?
Well, I think, to be honest, some of the things in the book I may have experienced. I have not experienced to the point where every word verbatim was my experience.
Yeah.
It may start out as an experience that I went through, but yet I took something else and added to it to make it more interesting or, you know, this, that, and the other.
Right.
But, I'm sure a lot of things in the book, there are a lot of similarities in the book that people would conclude that, you know, Leilani is me because I do have four children. I decided to give her four children because I have four children, you know.
Right.
So the things of that nature were, of course, similar to that.
Okay. Well, I have another question, and this is kind of unique. Now, what has been the toughest criticism given to you as an author, and then what has been your best compliment?
I think my worst criticism would be my writing technique may be too simple. And that it may be too simple. But simplicity has never been a negative thing in my world. To me, the more simple things are, the better for my world. So for someone else, they may have a different opinion to that because they may need more difficult things in their world. But for my world, simplicity has never been a bad thing. But I think that would be my worst criticism. And my best, I would say that the book was very relatable. It was not relatable to a lot of different people who saw themselves in Lonnie, who saw men who saw themselves in Daly, her husband, who struggled with being a young husband and father of four. So there were men who came to me and said, you know what? I can identify with Daly because I, too, had those same struggles. And, you know, by reading his story, I was able to improve my life as a husband and a father.
Right. Okay, well, let me ask you this. What is your favorite chapter or part to write and why?
I would say, for me, it's the ending. Because normally in a book, it's when all things come together.
Yeah.
And to me, that's the best part of the book because I love happy endings. I love when people find their way, especially when they feel like they're lost in the darkness or in the wilderness and just looking for a way out. And I think the ending is that way out. So that makes me happy at the end when I can bring things, you know, to an end, to a happy ending.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I like happy endings myself.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. If you could change anything about that book, is there anything you would have changed now that it's come out and been read?
I think I would probably change some of the raw emotion that is involved in the book. Because at different times in my life and in the process of writing the book, I felt one way. But once, say, I'll use for an example, if I was angry at the time about whatever in my life or personal experiences, that came through in the book.
Gotcha.
But then once I got past that, I'm not angry anymore. I'm not feeling disheveled or anything like that, but that is still in the book. That part is still in the book. So I think at times I wish I could have disassociated myself from my writings or the development of some of the characters.
Yeah, but that is so hard to do. Like when I write
absolutely.
My autobiography.
It is.
Because the past is so dark, it took me a while to get back to the present.
Absolutely, absolutely. And
yeah,
that was my dilemma, too. You know, will you be able to move on from this point? We do as human beings, but in our artistry, it is what it is. It's like when you write a book or you present a painting, time stops.
Yeah.
It stops right there in that completion of that creative process.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we wish we could change that because I've gone and read some of my poetry and go, oh, my God, I was so angry. I'm not angry now, but I was at that point. I was like, wow, it's like looking back in time.
Yeah, I bet. Well, let me ask you this. To the people out there, to your fans and your readers, would you like to say anything to them, people that support your efforts?
Yes, I would like to say 100% from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for buying the book. Thank you for even sharing the book. I didn't even mind when people say, you know, I didn't buy the book, but I borrowed it from this person or that person. That even gave me joy because someone was reading the book. So I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And I just want to say sometimes when you feel like you cannot manifest your dreams, you have to realize from which that source of dynamic energy is coming from. It is coming from our Creator. He gives us so many talents and abilities that we sometimes sleep on. So we have to wake up and tap in to that energy. And then we could take our dreams to the moon. There's no stopping us, you know. The sky is the limit. But you have to believe in yourself. And you have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt where those creative juices come from. It comes from the one that created you.
Yeah.
And you have to find peace and solace in that.
Right.
But mainly, I just want to say thank you to everybody.
Oh. Well, it's exciting that you're going into your second book and you're continuing it, kind of like a series. Now, is there any advice that you would give to aspiring writers?
I would. My advice to anyone that's aspiring to be a writer is to make a marketing plan. That's something that I didn't do. I was so excited to complete the book, to have a book out in the world that I can say, hey, I wrote that. But I really didn't have a marketing strategy. And it's something that I'm learning, and hopefully with the second book, I'll be better at it. But that's my advice, is to write something every day, no matter what it is, because you can always keep and throw away, but to develop a marketing strategy.
Well, how do you market a book besides just Amazon?
Well, you have to get out. You have to become your own foot soldier. If you don't have, you know, like myself, meager means, you don't have a lot of money to advertise and market your book, you have to become your own foot soldier and get out there to every event that you know of in your city, in surrounding cities, and be out there talking about that book, passing out flyers and cards that gives a synopsis of your book. You have to, you know, just getting the word out there, going to all your church friends, your friends that you went to high school with. You know, one person can pass on to 5 or 6, up to 10 people, just word of mouth. So you have to become your own foot soldier.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a lot of money to hire people to do all these things, then that's a different story. But I would say you have to become your own foot soldier and just get out there and spread the word. Even before your book is completed, you can get out there and advertise and make announcements and even have a few free giveaways of your book. On my book, I had a few things. It came with my publishing company, but and I published through AuthorHouse.com. And what they did with Author House, they provided me with up to 30 free downloads. So when I met friends that I didn't know who were friends, just people I met in a restaurant or the library, I would pass out those cards and tell them about my book and tell them they could get a free download. And if they read the book and enjoyed the book or got something from the book, okay, the next thing they're going to do is tell somebody. And if that person enjoys it, they're going to tell somebody. So it's well worth to get out there, give away a few books, like I said, give away, you know, free downloads, this, that, and the other. The main thing is just getting the word out there that you do have a product.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you about this newest book, and then we're going to pray. When do you expect this book to be released?
The second book, I'm still working on it, and the title of it is A Land of No God, and this book is going to be a sequel to the first book, but I have a lot of surprises in here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want everybody to, I think another 6 months I should be completed.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're going to do the expo every year, so maybe at the next one you'll have it done. Amen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, because listen, Bride, the expo is on Saturday, October 17th from 11 to 2. We'll have 92Q there. We will be there from WATB Radio. All of the authors and artists will be featured in live television interviews on WATB.TV. Come on out and meet these authors and artists. I'm sure they would love it.
Yay! I just have a feeling it's just going to be a fabulous event, and I'm just so thankful and blessed to even be a part of it.
Yes, we're very excited as well. So we're going to go ahead and we pray for every one of our guests that we have on the broadcast, because we believe that God brings them on here because he's about to promote them. And we ask the bride across the world to come together in agreement with us to pray for these people, because we have the realization that there's no competition here in the bride. We
Absolutely.
Are all here by God on a mission that is specifically designed for each person. We need to pray for one another that they would not be tore down, but be able to do everything that God has designed for them. So we ask everybody to come in agreement. And then when we get finished, I would love for you to pray for aspiring authors out there, and maybe people, you know, that kind of dabble with poetry, that they would have clarity in their writings. Amen. So, Lord, we just come to you right now, and we ask, Lord, all those coming together in unity across the world, Lord, because there's no distance in the spirit. We are coming together in agreement over our sister, Lord. We're asking, Lord, that you would help her to finish this book, Lord, and that you would give her the strength to do it, Lord, downloads from heaven, Lord, that it would be the book that you want her to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving her the words, Lord, to be able to do these books. Father God, we pray for everything in her life, that she would have all of the downloads from heaven, the tools, the strategies, the provision, financial provision, the favor with the publishing company, favor with the media, whatever it is that she needs, Lord, to accomplish the mission and in whatever ever missions that you have for her to do. But that she would be able to do that, Lord, according to what you have recorded for her before time began in heaven. And we're all just coming together in agreement, Lord, and agreeing with heaven for her life, for her destiny, for her purpose, Lord, calling out the dry bones, Lord, rising up in the army of the living God, Lord. We thank you and give you praise, Lord, for everything you've done in her life and to the place that you're taking her to, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we build upon our lives, Lord, precept upon precept, Lord, and you are shaping her, Lord, into a beautiful piece of pottery, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise for having her on the broadcast today, Lord. And we pray that you bless her in every area, Lord, including her family, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, sister, okay. If you could please pray for the bride, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, and I just want to offer up prayer and supplication for everyone out there who is struggling with any type of insecurities or doubt that they cannot fulfill their dreams. Because we know all things are possible through Christ. Almighty God has given us the talent and the know-how. We just have to have confidence in ourselves and take what he has given us and move forward, not just for ourselves, but for other people, people who
Amen.
Are struggling. And I just ask today that, God, you will bless our efforts, because a lot of times as imperfect humans, things don't always turn out perfectly, but we know through you it's possible. Everything is possible. There are no situations or occurrences that are impossible for you. So, Lord, I just ask you to bless each and every one of those out there who want to pick up their pens and become authors, poets, whatever they want to be. Please just bless their efforts. And I pray all these things through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Now, sister, I look forward to being there with you at the expo and getting to give you a big old Nashville hug. Listen, when I travel forward to the United States, we're from Nashville, honey. We like to hug.
Yes. I look forward to meeting you as well.
Yes, so you have a wonderful day, sister. God bless you.
You too, and thank you so much for having me.
Have a blessed day.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.